我们大家都看到啊，布列腾或者是这边打出来的，我讲的题目是啊，怎么样明白神的旨意。
As you can see, my topic today is called How to Know God's Will.
啊，我会讲这个题目，就是因为我们在过去查经班，我们的过去的几个月，我们查撒母耳记上这本书。
Came upon this topic because in my fellowship we have been studying First Samuel.
那我们都知道撒母耳记刚开始的时候讲到约啊这个啊哈拿这个姐妹呢，她祷告，然后呢神就她没有儿子，那么祷告以后呢神就赐给她一个儿子。
And we all know that in the very beginning of First Samuel speaks of the story of a sister named Hannah who prayed for a son and was granted a son because the Lord listened to her prayers.
那么那撒母耳记里面就讲了三个人物啊，这个撒母耳，那么还有扫罗，还有一个是大卫，三个人。
In Samuel, it speaks of three main characters: Samuel, Saul, and David.
那我们在查经的时候，常常就会碰到一个问题，因为大卫是一个合神心意的啊一个王。
And as we studied this book, we came upon a question, that is, we know David was a king that was after God's heart.
可是呢，扫罗呢却不是。
And Saul was not.
那么我们就常常会在查经当中呢，就弟兄姐妹常常会分享。那我们怎么明白神的旨意呢？常常会问这些问题。
And this question is, how do we know what God's will is? Often came up in our Bible study.
那么有些时候真的是啊，也不容易回答，因为我们不知道神要他选 A 或者选 B 或者选 C， 到底哪一个是他在日常生活当中所面临难处应该所选择的。
It's a difficult question to answer because we don't know how to choose between A, B, or C. We have many choices in our daily lives.
那么所以在这个这段时间里面，我常常在想，那怎么明白神的旨意？所以我就常常去查圣经。那么把圣经的这个电脑一打出来，不得了，太多这种话语太多了。
So I've been thinking about this question of how do I know what God's will is? So I went to the computer to check verses, and when I type in knowing God's will, it came up with so many verses.
所以我今天就没有办法把经文打出来，因为不知道讲哪一个，所以我就看想到哪里就用哪一个经文，因为太多这个讲到神的旨意的经文了。
So I didn't print out all the verses about God's will. I'm just going to start talking and see where it takes me.
那么我自己也感觉要讲这个题目好像我也不够资格来讲这个题目。
And I personally feel that I'm not qualified to discuss this topic.
那么我信主差不多十几年，我觉得啊，也不能够说什么事都知道神的旨意怎么带领，很多时候实际上也是一些挣扎。
I've been a Christian for 10 plus years, and I can't say that I always know what God's will is. I often struggle as well.
但我觉得这个题目蛮重要，所以我们就一起来学习。
So do you think that this is an important topic? So I want us to learn this together.
那么如果讲的你们觉得不同意的，那无所谓，因为还是以圣经为主。那么圣经的感动啊最重要的。
If you do disagree with me, that's okay too. So long as we're all based our thinking out of the Bible.
好，那我们都知道人为什么要求神的旨意呢？
Why do men want to seek the will of God?
我想都是因为我们怕，我们不知道将来怎么样，所以我们就怕啊，将来发生什么不好的事情。
I think it stems from a fear of what the future holds for us.
啊，但基督徒的话，我想我们有神的话告诉我们，所以我们打开圣经，我们先看哥罗西书第一章九到十。
And as a Christian, we have the word of God to guide us. So let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.We read from verse 9 and 10.
好，我们中文，我们先念打开哥罗西书第一章九到十节，我们中文念。
So read this in Chinese first, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。好。
Colossians 1:9. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.To please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in knowledge of God.
那我们知道这边保罗是写给哥罗西教会，他说呢，自从听见，这听见什么呢？你就要看第四节，因为听见你们在什么啊？基督里面的信心 并向众圣徒的爱心等等之类的。
This is a letter from Paul to the church in Colossae. When he said, since the day we've heard of it, he's referring to verse 4, where he said, we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints.
他们已经很好了，你就看他们前面讲的已经很好，但是保罗还是什么，为他们不住的祷告，求神啊，让他们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上知道神的旨意。
The church is doing quite well, but Paul still says, I do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual understanding and wisdom and understanding.
好，我们再看啊，希伯来书的十三章。
Now let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们念二十到二十一节，我们打开我们中文习念。
Verses 20 and 21. Let's read this in Chinese first.
但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血所使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the good shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equipped you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
好，刚刚我们读的是保罗对这个哥罗西教会啊祷告，为他们祷告。这里呢，事实上也是一个祷告。但愿是平安的神啊，那么在各样的善事上成全你们。
Earlier we read in Colossians is a prayer of Paul to the brothers and sisters in the church in Colossae. This in Hebrews sounds like a prayer as well.
那么保罗更求怎么样呢？要神不但他们明白，而且要什么，在他们身上装备。而且呢，让他们可以遵行神的旨意。
In this prayer, it's more than just to know what the will of God is, but to be equipped in every good thing to do His will.
所以呢，那么我们能不能遵行神的旨意呢？神也装备我们，所以我想啊，我们基督徒就有这么多的啊放心平安。
So we have this assurance as a Christian that the Lord will equip us so that we can do His will.
那我就讲一个，就是刘志雄弟兄讲的一个，他说呢。有人就问马克吐温说呢，你的一生当中啊，都明白圣经了吗？
I learned this story from another brother of mine, and somebody asked
Peter Liu.
Peter Liu, he had this story. Somebody once asked Mark Twain.
Yeah, Mark Twain.
Have you understood the Bible?
啊，他说没有。
He said no.
啊，那你会害怕你不明白吗？
And the person asks that, are you afraid that you don't understand the Bible?
嗯，他说我不会。
He said, no, I'm not afraid.
他说我怕的是我知道的。
He said, what I'm fearful of is what I know.
啊，就是说他怕他知道了，但是呢，他没有照神的旨意去做。
What is fearful is that once you know what his will is and you don't do it.
那么我想我们今天一样的，我们在基督徒的生活上，那么在什么样的生命，那么神就让我们知道多少，那么我们把知道的行出来，我想这是我们要明白神的旨意，也要有点了解。
That's why I think we need to know what the will of God is, because the Lord asks us to live out what we know.
Yeah. 好，我想啊，我就先稍微啊讲一下，就是我们会想要去知道神的旨意，是因为我们常常害怕，好像是将来的事，那么会发生一些不好的啊，会发生一些凡事不顺利的，所以我们要来，好像来求明白将来的事。
Like I said, a lot of us want to know what the will of God is for us because we're fearful of what the future holds for us. So we want to know what God has in store for us in the future.
那么我们看那个圣经里面讲了，外邦人他们也不求不求神的旨意呢，他们也求的。
And as we can see in the Bible, that even Gentiles ask of God.
那么约拿在被这个啊神差派他去传福音的时候，约拿这个违背神的旨意，就往他师啊逃跑。
When Jonah was asked to preach, he didn't want to, he ran away to Tarshish.
然后你们记得那些水手怎么说呢？
Do you know what he was told?
他们就起来祷告，他们水手祷告他们自己的神。
The sailor who were with him on the ship arose and prayed to their own God.
他们虽然不认识哪一个真神，但是圣经告诉我们说什么，他们这些水手们都祷告 他们自己的神。
So they don't know who the real God is, but they pray to their God.
然后就问约拿说，你怎么不祷告呢？
And they asked Jonah, how come you're not praying?
叫他起来向他的神祷告。
And they asked Jonah to arise and pray to his God.
所以我想在我们人的这个心里面呢，那么都是会为了好像将来的事情，或者为了发生一些困难呢，我们要怎么样子来做呢？要来祷告，要来求神。
I think it's very natural as a human being to ask and to pray when we're afraid of the future or when we want to know what will happen to us.
那我在当兵的时候，我是在船上，在台湾当兵是在船上的。
When I was doing my military duties in Taiwan, I was aboard a ship.
照理讲，在这些军人的身上呢，其实我看他们大部分都是蛮坚强的。
I think, as I witness the people around me, I think that they are all pretty strong people.
因为都是靠枪炮，不是靠什么样子的力量，靠这个枪炮，不是靠肉体的。
They rely heavily upon the weapons that they have.
那我们在船上呢，有很多部门，有一个部门呢，我记得很清楚，他们就是轮机的，就是所谓的船的这个引擎的部门。
There is many departments on a ship. I remember one department that's the engine department.
他们就属于船的舱底下的。
They work below the decks in the engine room.
那我是属于战情的，我是在船舱上面的。
And I was a deck officer, so I was above the deck.
那可是我们就常看到他们每个月呢，他们都会去用公费呢去买一些水果，买各种东西要来拜。
I see them, these people who work on a ship, every month they go out and buy some fruits to offer.
因为我在那个时候，其实我在大学毕业大概已经是无神论了，我不认为有什么样神明，我的信仰里面就是不认为有这些东西。
At that time, I was a college graduate and I consider myself an atheist.
所以就常常会好像心理上就会笑这些人，但是他们说呢，如果不拜的话呢，那么船就不会顺利。
And I kind of laugh at them, but they were very serious about offering these fruits to their gods. Otherwise, they think that the ship will not have smooth sailing.
那民间也很多啦，算命啦，或者是风水啦，什么样的办公室都要看一些方位的。我想也很多都会求，为了要求什么呢？求能够顺利，凡事顺利。
I think in civilian life also you have people worshiping all different kinds of idols and gods, just for the purpose of having a smooth life.
那我在这次今年比较特别，我爸爸在大概五月我爸爸今年的这个在六月份的时候过世，然后。
This past May, my father passed away.
六月份，那我爸爸是
or June.
是基督徒，所以我们就用基督徒的方式做这个追思礼拜。
My father was a Christian, so we conducted the burial service in a Christian fashion.
然后我叔叔呢，在今年呢，大概过两个多月呢，又过世了。
My uncle passed away a couple of months later.
但是因为我叔叔呢，我们传福音给他很多次，但是他都是。不能够放弃他的这些拜祖先的信仰，所以他没办法接受。
But we preached the gospel to my uncle a number of times, but he was not able to give up his tradition of worshiping the ancestors, so he did not accept.
然后到最后我短宣要回来之前，他已经在医院里面，他就告诉我他会死。
Before I returned home from the short-term mission in Taiwan this summer, he was in the hospital and he told me that he is dying.
那我们就安慰他说，没人还不会，你才刚出院。什么一两个礼拜，医生说你会更好。
We told them, no, you'd be okay. You just got into the hospital. The doctor said that you have a chance to recover.
然后他就告诉我说，万一他死了以后呢，要我照我爸爸的方式，用基督教的方式来做这追思礼拜。
And he told me that if he should die, he wants to have a Christian burial service just like my father had.
那我婶婶就说那时候我们都不认为那么快，所以我们也没有马上带着他。那后来我婶婶就问他说，那你如果要这个信基督教，那谁要拜祖先呢？
Because we didn't think he would pass away so soon, so we didn't force him or we didn't hasten him into accepting Christ. And my aunt asked him, so if you want to have a Christian burial, who's going to worship the ancestors?
然后他说你拜啊。
He said, well, you can.
所以我后来我叔叔过世以后呢，我们就商量，那我婶婶说呢，那他还是要照传统的佛教方式来拜。
After he passed away, the family was discussing his service, and my aunt said that we should still have a traditional Chinese service for him.
所以我当然也是觉得非常后悔，没有在当时抓住机会 啊、来向他传福音，向他们传福音，把这个正确的福音的真理告诉他们。
I felt very regretful that I didn't grasp upon the opportunity that I had to really share the gospel with them and confirm his faith with them.
但是我回去台湾的时候就发现，那他们这些仪式有很多的迷信，譬如说呢，他们说我爸爸过世，我叔叔在过世，不到啊一百天里面，所以他们怕什么呢？有一就有二，有二就有三。
We all know that China, Chinese tradition is very superstitious. They were saying that my uncle's passing is within 100 days of my father's passing, so if there's one and two, there must be a third coming soon.
所以他们说可能，所以他们怎么办呢？他们就在要出殡的前一天晚上，半夜十二点，他们就请那个道士来，然后做一个草人。
So because of that reason, on a midnight prior to burial, they invited a monk over and they had a straw man.
然后呢，就搞了很久，那一直在那边亮亮搞很久，最后把这个稻草人送出去，就把它给烧掉了。
So they had all these ceremonial things that they did, and they burned. Lastly, they sent the straw man out and burned him.
那我们家里的人都不能出来，每个人要躲在房间里面。
And everybody within the family has to stay in the house and stay behind the closed doors.
因为那个稻草人就代替第三个人。
So because the straw man represents the third.
所以你就知道我们在日常生活当中，其实我们很多的啊。我们很多的这个思想或者我们很多的做法都是什么呢？为了求讨平安，为了求讨凡事的顺利。
So a lot of times our thinking and our doing in daily living is for the purpose of wanting a smooth and good future life.
那再看这些他们选日子的，有一大堆的禁忌，实在是生活蛮困难的。
And in Chinese tradition, there's a bunch of days that are unlucky, so it really restricts your life.
譬如说有人若过世的话，找不到日子，可能要再把尸体放家里一个月以上。
Some people have to store the corpse in their house for more than a month because they couldn't find a lucky day to have a service.
这在台湾是蛮平常的。
You find that very frequently in Taiwan.
尤其像在鬼月的时候，他们叫七月鬼月，如果那一个月过世的人，要留到那个月过才可以出殡。
July is ghost month in Taiwan, so if you passed away in July, you have to wait till the end of until July passes in order to have a service.
他们为什么要这么麻烦呢？
Why do they have to go through all of that?
因为他们想要求这个平安，他们想要求所做的事都什么，都在这个他们所敬拜的神的旨意之下。
Because they want the things they do to be within the will of their God, so that their God will give them peace.
所以就知道，连外邦人他们也求，他们也花很大代价在求。
So as we can see, even Gentiles spend all this energy wanting to know the will of their God and ask for that.
那我想基督徒也是，我想我们。每天生活也都在求神的旨意带领我们。
In the same way, Christians ought to ask for the will of God to guide our lives every day.
我在讲一个刘志雄弟兄讲的啊，因为我想要举这个例子，要举一个例子呢，我想有的时候举不好的话，就会对号入座，好像以为谁啊，我们是收到他这个人。
Oh, I want to use an example that I heard again from Peter Leon. I just want to make sure that I let you know that this example came from him.
那其实我想我们教会我没有听过这样的事，但是这可能是一个极端吧。那么刘弟兄呢，他这样讲。
It's something that he shared by his church. I don't think we have such an extreme here, but this is what he shared.
他说呢，有一个弟兄。
He said that he knows of a brother.
他就是也很爱主。
When,
里面呢，他是听到讲员这个。
He was in a conference. He heard a message that really moved his heart.
然后你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
The topic of the conference was to go and make disciples of all nations.
然后呢，他就每天在祷告，说主啊，那我就是愿意出去啊，使万民做你的门徒，你就差派我出去吧。
So he decides to pray every day to ask the Lord to send him to go out and make disciples of all nations.
所以每天的生活当中，忙碌当中啊，不管是在家或者开车，他常常都在想。都在祷告，向神这个祷告。
So all day long, whatever he was doing, he would think about that, he would pray about that.
可是呢，还是没有结果。有一天呢，他开车在马路上。
So one day as he was driving on the street.
然后呢，他看到前面有这个名字叫。
He saw a car in front of him. It was the make was Yugo. It was a really old car.
对，然后呢，他就想啊，神要我去传福音。
And he felt the Lord calling him to go.
然后他说。那主要去哪里呢
？And he asked the Lord, "Well, where should I go?"
然后他就开车，哇！突然间呢，他车子坏掉了，正好在菲律宾领事馆的前面。
And as he continues driving, all of a sudden his car broke down outside of the Philippine embassy.
然后他就说呢，啊，神要我去菲律宾传道。
And he said, oh, don't want me to go to the Philippines.
会笑，对不对？
We might, laugh at him.
啊，但是啊，说不定我们在日常生活当中，很多时候我们也常常会有这样的心态啊，好像是这样子，就是不知道怎么样的时候，我们就用这些来求，以为这个就是了。
But a lot of times we find ourselves doing the same thing when we don't know what God wants for us. We keep wanting to look around for signs.
当然，我们也不能笑说不是，这个只有他才知道。
But of course, we don't know that God didn't want him to go to Philippines. Only He knows.
只是我们会觉得说，有些时候我们是也好像是啊，求神的旨意，我们就是会用这种方式去求。
But sometimes we use methods like that to want to find out what the will of God is.
好，我想先讲到这里，我们现在稍微看一下我们的。Okay. 好，我们在啊查经的时候，那么就有查到这些旧约里面的人怎么样求告神的旨意。
As in my Bible study group, we are looking at the Old Testament, and we looked at how the people of the Old Testament sought the will of God.
那我们就看到在旧约里面的人好像生活就很简单，因为他们用什么呢？用一个叫乌灵跟土明的啊，在以弗所的这个大祭司的这个以弗所的啊上面呢，有这个乌灵跟土明，他们用这个来求神的。
It seems simpler in the Old Testament that using the ephod, the priest wore, and the Urim and the Thummim that's on the ephod.
啊，我们看一下撒母耳记上23章。我们打开。
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 23.
好，我念给你们听，用中文念，那么你们英文啊也一起自己看就好。有人告诉大卫说，非利士人攻击伊拉拉，跟耶和华说，我去攻打那些非利士人。可以不可以？耶和华对大卫说：“你可以去攻打非利士人，拯救啊基拉。”那么就是好，然后再来呢，第四节。
First Samuel chapter 23 from verse 1 and 2.
对。
And then verse 4.
那么大卫又求问耶和华，耶和华回答说：“你起身下基拉去，我必将非利士人交在你手里。”
And David inquired, "Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will give you your hands."
好，然后在我们的啊往下的这个第七，我们就念到这个，看看啊。好，第七到第九。
And from verse 7 to 9.
有人告诉扫罗说，大卫到了基伊拉。扫罗说，他进了有门有栓的城，困闭在里头，这是神将他交在我手里了。于是扫罗招聚众民，要下去攻打基伊拉城，围困大卫和跟随他的人。大卫知道扫罗设计谋害他，就对祭拿过来。好，那么在这里你就看到啊，大卫呢，他都是直接求问神，用那个啊以弗的上面的就是乌灵土明，那神马上就啊告诉他答应啊，就是告诉他怎么做。
Here we see that David inquired directly from the Lord whether or not he should attack the Philistines, and he used the ephod.That the priest had to inquire before the Lord, and the Lord answered him right away.
所以我们就常常想说，如果今天神这样跟我们讲，那不是很好吗？这是我们在查经班里面常常会有这样子的，不管是慕道友或我们基督徒会这样问的问题。
And a common question that would come out of Bible study is, wouldn't it be much easier if we can still?
但是很不幸的，圣经。
But unfortunately, in the New Testament time, this is not Lord.
那我想神应该有他的美意，所以我们就稍微知道，我们再往下看第二个。那么再来呢，就是常看到啊，有透过天使或者异象或者异梦向人说话的。
We also see that the Lord speaks to people through either angels or visions and dreams.
那我们都知道，在旧约里面，你去看，要你要看圣经，你不碰到这些东西，实际上是蛮困难的。
You can often come across these scenarios in the Old Testament.
你看亚伯拉罕，你看雅各，看但以理，天使显现，异象或者异梦之类的。
Abraham or Jacob or Noah, and all these characters, God has spoken to them either via angels or visions or dreams.
好，那么在第三个呢，我们就知道透过先知向人说话。
God also speaks to his people by the prophets.
你到先知里面去看，常常会看到 耶和华的话临到啊我，临到某某人。
The prophets also say in the books, in the Bible, the word of the Lord came to me.
旧约的时候呢，神如果不向人直接说话，透过天使、异象、异梦，就透过谁呢？透过先知，一个中间的一个人。
And the prophets are the mediums in the Old Testament time for God to speak to the people.
但在新约里面呢，这些也没有了。
And again, in the New Testament, we don't have these prophets anymore.
因为神的话直接要来向我们说话，圣灵直接向我们说话。
Because through the Holy Spirit, God can speak to us directly.
那我想新约里面现在大概我在我们教会还没听过有什么天使向他显现。
I haven't heard of a scenario within this church that someone said the angel that appeared to them.
也还没有听过有人说
这。Said to me that they've had a vision or a dream.
好，所以我想这些是旧约里面的。那么神为什么这样子呢？因为有道理，旧约里面还没有圣灵降临。
The reason God speaks to the people through these methods in the Old Testament is because at the time there was no Holy Spirit.
然后旧约里面呢，耶稣基督也还没有来。
And in the Old Testament time, Jesus Christ hasn't come down to earth yet.
那旧约里面呢，人要读圣经，事实上也不可能。
And it's very difficult or impossible for the people in Old Testament time to read the Bible.
因为不像我们今天可以每一个人有一本圣经。
It's not that accessible to them.
那么神的话不是说你要去读就可以拿得到。
It's not easy for them to read the Word of God.
所以这些权宜的措施。
Through these other means to speak to His people in the Old Testament time.
好，那我们再看新约里面呢，神用什么方法来向我们说话？
And how does God speak to us in the New Testament time?
好，我们都知道圣经呢是神的话，那么是啊，我们脚前的灯，我们路上的光。
You know, the Bible is the word of God, and it's the light upon our feet and the lamp upon our path.
那保罗说呢，要把神的话常常啊放在心里面。
And Paul often calls for us to do hearts.
就好像把神的话 store deposit 一直在我们里面储存起来的意思。
It's like storing or depositing these words into our hearts.
因为你堆积的神的话越多，那么神就能够透过这些话来向我们说话。
The more you have His words deposited into your hearts, the more He can use these words to speak to you.
那我们如果去看圣经神的话呢，大概可以分为是属于真理性的，就是一些原则、一些命令啊，一些是教导的。
Some of the words in the Bible are.Truth are basic principles. It's based on his basic doctrine, his basic truth.
啊，那么这是第一类。第二类呢，是属于应许之类的。
Or the other type, another type is our promises.
这个就不是说神命令你做，就是说你如果这样这样，那么神就说答应你会这样这样。
Then that's different than the first category, which are more like commandments. This is more God says if you do this, I promise you this and that.
或者有些时候神就根本就祝福，像亚伯拉罕，神说呢，你要离开你的父家，那么神就让他伟大。
Or just basic blessings. As Abraham, if he leaves his father's house and goes to this place, God will bless him and his descendants.
或者神说呢，你们一人得救，全家要得救。
Or the promise of one person being saved, his whole family being saved.
因为神要借着我们这个人，要把福音传给啊家人周围的人。
Because God will use us this one person to share the gospel to all of our families and relatives.
所以这些是属于神的应许。我想我们基督徒最喜欢读的。或者熟悉的就是好像神的应许很容易记得
the promises are usually the kind of verses we like to read the most
那么对于命令的话我想我们就比较会好像啊，比如神说啊，要圣洁因为这是神的旨意
As for commandments such as be holy because I'm holy and this is God's commandment
好那像这样子的话呢神说譬如说呢神说你们要常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事要命令，因为要凡事要谢恩，要命令我们，这是一个命令。
And that's a command too, because he says to give thanks in all things.
也就是这些事呢，你不用去跟神祷告，因为祷告没有用，神就是要你这样子。
These things are not some things you need to pray for. It's not helpful to pray about these things. These things are what God wants you to do.
譬如说我们开车，你开到这个。啊，马路上有 stop sign， 那你就要停下来，那是一定要停下来。
Just you come to a stop sign, you have to.
神会改变的，不会的。
These aren't things that God will change just because of your prayers.
那我们有没有碰到人又懂又认读神的话，然后呢，他所求的又跟神的话违背呢
？Have we ever encountered reading the word of God yet praying asking for things that's against these words？
我想还是有的，因为我们啊也有看过这样子的，就是说呢，啊，譬如说有犯了淫乱罪的。然后你跟他讲，他还说呢，这个人是神赐给我的。
I think I have encountered something like this, speaking to someone who has committed adultery, and you tell them that they've sinned, and they say, well, the Bible said this is the person I'm supposed to be with.
所以你就知道呢，人如果心里不对，人的态度不对的话呢，虽然神的话在前面命令，但人还什么？有的时候还是求，就叫妄求。圣经里面告诉我们，妄求，那么这是神不喜悦的。
I think that because even though the but our hearts have decided on something else, then our prayers are in the wrong place.
好，那么第二个就是所谓的，类似原则上就是说啊，像保罗说的，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Another thing, another verse that's a principle, just like Paul prayed, said, "Brethren, I urge you."
那么他说，把身体献上当作活祭。
To offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
保罗这边说，我劝你们，所以我想这里应该不像是命令，他是。
He said, "I urge you." Then it doesn't sound like a command; it's more of like a principle.
好，所以我们大概明白了一下圣经神的话。那么神的话告诉我们什么呢？好，我想神的话就是要让我们能够认识啊神的属性。
I think the word of God helps us to understand His character.
启示呢，那么第一章的九跟十节这两节，我念给你们听哈。
As you read earlier in Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10.
好，他说呢，自从我们听我，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他使，渐渐的多。
This reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
所以神要，对不起。
So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God.
所以神要让我们借着圣经神的话呢，知道神就是神的属性。那么神是圣洁、公义、慈爱。等等有认识。
So God wants us to come to the knowledge of Him, so to know who He is.
因为你如果不知道一个人，你怎么能够知道他想要做什么呢？
So how do you know what a person wants to do if you don't know the person?
那么第二个就是说，圣经记载的人事物呢，是要告诉我们一些属灵的原则教训。
Also, all the characters and things that are recorded in the Bible is to teach us.
就是要属灵
教
里面的一些人物啦，或者圣经里面的历史的事件啊，就要告诉我们一些属灵的一些原则。
Through the characters in the Bible, throughout the Bible, and all the activities and the things that happen throughout the Bible, all of these things have spiritual principles behind them.
那我就读一个啊，圣经的提摩太后书的三章啊，十六、十七节，读给你们听。圣经都是神所默示的。与教训督责使人归正导人学义都是有益善事。
This is from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
好，那么这些是神的话，那么在圣经里面记载我们读，可是呢，神怎么用这些话来向我们说话呢？我想在这里有一个第三点，叫透过神的话。
And these words are here for God to reveal Himself to us. Also, He also uses the Holy Spirit to help us understand these words.
这我想我们常听到啊，弟兄或姐妹分享的时候这样讲。比如说我讲一个这个我太太的经历，她说呢啊，我太太在好多年前，大概至少七八年前吧。
This is an experience that my wife had gone through about 7 or 8 years ago.
因为她自己做过见证，所以我还记得这句话。
This is tied to herself.
他说了
7 or 8 years ago, she had pretty bad headaches.
不是这个一两年前，是更早一点的，就是大概七八年前的那一次。
This happened 7 or 8 years ago.
他说他回台湾一个暑假回台湾以后，后来大概过一个月左右回来，然后头就开始痛。
She spent a month in Taiwan. After she came back, she had really bad headaches.
那阵子他常常愁眉苦脸的。
And she was always very unhappy and very upset during that time.
十五节说，忽然来的惊恐，不要害怕。
Then she read one time in Proverbs, right?
In Proverbs 3:25, yeah.
Proverbs 3:25, it says,
忽然来的惊恐，不要害怕。
Do not be afraid of sudden fear.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们读翻一翻圣经好了。我想我们大概常常有的时候传道人版的翻，我想我们还是要练习练习。
Then look at it because
翻一看这个箴言。
Proverbs chapter 3.
好， 好像动一动，手动一动好了，免得都耳朵听好像。好，我们打开箴言三章二十五节。
Proverbs 3:25。
好，动一动。忽然来的惊恐，不要害怕。那么这是三章二十五节的前半段。
Do not be afraid of sudden fear. That's the first part of verse 25.
其实我们常读的话，这些话对我们来讲，因为你并没有临在那个环境当中。
In a certain situation, you may read this verse and not think much of it.
那这个话呢，其实你好像对你来讲也没有什么意义，一下就过了，没有什么印象在脑海里留下来。
It may not make an impression on you.
那有一天我太太就说，她不是在读圣经，她突然间就把这个经文就在她脑海里面很深的印象就她就心里就安定下来。
But when that verse came to my wife when she was struggling with her headache,
Yeah, 所以我们就知道那用他的话来安慰他来告诉他来让他知道那么不要惊慌不要害怕
This is how God talks to us through his word to calm our hearts
那么在这方面我个人比较少有这方面经历但是呢我个人的经历是这样子有些时候常常在默想神的话那么在这段时间譬如说这个一两天或者这个礼拜里面那神的话就会慢慢有一些亮光至少有这样子以为那么这个环境里面神就要借着这个话告诉我这个我个人承认比较少这个经历
I don't personally have a lot of experiences of all of a sudden a verse popping into my head and that is perfect for my situation but I personally experience a lot of times when I meditate upon the word of God for one or two days that verse all of a sudden will make sense to me
快一点我们里面做我们里面的引导
And I also mentioned earlier that the Holy Spirit is the guide in us that the Lord uses to guide our steps.
那么神的圣灵的带领通常有几个方式，一个就是所谓的光照我们。
The Holy Spirit will lead us in several different ways. One way is that He will shine light on us.
那光照就是所谓的原来是黑暗的，那透过圣灵的光照呢，变成看到光，变成光。
Was when you had darkness before, the Holy Spirit will come into it, all of a sudden give you light.
反正我们每一个基督徒你受洗你得救以后呢一定会有这个经历的
and I think that's an experience each Christian after they were baptized will experience
那我这礼拜读到中信就是最新的中信里面就讲到有一个是这个共产党员在中国大陆的
recently I read a testimony of a Chinese Communist Party member who was a Christian
他算是在省长的秘书在这个中国大陆
He was a pretty high ranking officer. He was the secretary to a governor.
那他的在差不多人生应该三四十岁中年这个年纪，三十几岁这个年纪呢，是被党重用栽培，然后呢，他在大官面前常进出，所以他的生活很多的这种所谓的交际应酬，很多各样的误会的事情发生。
So he was heavily trained and used by the high ranking position, so he has a lot of bribery around him.
那他在到美国来念博士的时候呢，信了主，然后他有机会来美国。
His wife came abroad to study and she became a Christian, and he had a chance to come to the States too.
那后来他来了以后呢，哇，不幸信了主了。
And unfortunately, he also became a Christian in America.
然后回去以后呢，他就很难过了。
And his life became very difficult for him after he returned to China.
因为他的生活是这样，他每天都觉得很
around him, but he has to live in that environment, so it makes him very unhappy.
所以他以前是没有经过，以前是觉得很快乐，他不想来美国，因为他觉得在那里活得很好。
In the past, before he came to America, he thought his life was great. Everything was working out for him, and he didn't even want to come to America.
那他太太常常在电话里面就求他来到美国来看看，因为他太太带着孩子在美国念书念博士，很辛苦的。
But his wife convinced him to come. She convinced him to come for a while.
计划是他要拿到博士以后回中国。后来整个计划改变了。这个先生呢就离开了，不做了，就到美国来。
So after he became a Christian and went back to China, he decided he couldn't stay there anymore, and their plans changed. They decided to stay in America.
想要到美国来，生活也是蛮困难，因为从头开始，什么都要从头开始。
And life in America is hard for him because he had to start all over.
但是因为他受到神的光照，这个光照多多的祷告。因为这可能是生命还是有问题的生命。
But he has received this light that requires a change in his life. So as a Christian who has been baptized, if you have not experienced that light, I think it's something that you need to examine.
好，那么再来看一个叫圣灵的感动。
Also is another way that the Spirit works at that is that he moves you.
我想这个我想要举个例子是保罗呢，他在这个。第三次布道完以后呢，那么 这个有一个先知来跟他讲说呢，你不可以上耶路撒冷，感动他，因为说你去要受害。
An example of that is when Paul, at the end of his third missionary journey, someone who proclaims himself to be a prophet says to him, "You shouldn't go to Jerusalem because you will be killed if you go."
但我们知道，最后保罗有就算死，他也要去。
But Paul was not there to go to Jerusalem, and he said, "Even if it leads me to death, may the will of God be done."
那么，这是我在查圣经，圣灵感动这个查下去的时候出来了这段。那么，圣经还有很多地方，但我觉得这段里面讲到圣灵感动。
There are many examples in the Bible of how the Spirit moves a person, and this is just one example.
那我讲这个是因为这里有两个，一个是那个先知，还有他们的弟兄，两个跟他讲说不受害。
The interesting thing here is that the prophet and the brothers and sisters of that church said to Paul, "The Spirit has moved us to tell you not to go to Jerusalem because you will be killed there."
可是保罗有没有圣灵感动呢？他也有啊，他说呢。他一定要去。
But Paul himself was also moved by the Holy Spirit. His decision was to go.
但保罗说呢，愿神的旨意能够成就，这是保罗说的话。
But the key thing that he said is, "May the will of God be done."
所以结果去，保罗真的什么？真的被。
In Jerusalem.
所以换掉这里圣灵感动，两个都对的。
So the Holy Spirit moved two parties of people, and they were both correct.
因为一个讲的是事实，另外一个是选神的旨意。
They were right that that he will be captured, but Paul was moved in the other direction, but his decision is based on the will of God being done, regardless of what it is.
我们如果刚开始读会以为说是矛盾，其实没有矛盾，因为在这里，但人怎么样选择呢？啊，保罗在这边让我们看到的，保罗不因为受害而放弃神的旨意。
So both is right, they're moved by the Spirit, but Paul's choice is based on what the will of God is, regardless of where it leads him.
好，那么另外一个地方也有叫圣灵禁止我们不去做的，这很啊，大家都蛮熟悉的。保罗他们要传福音的时候呢，他们要往一个方向去，圣灵不允许他们。
Prohibits you from doing something experienced during his missionary journeys.
对，所以圣灵就带领他们往另外一个方向，到马其顿啊，腓立比啊这边去。
When they want to go to one place, the Spirit actually prohibits them from going to that place, but to go a different direction.
那么今天其实在我们今天的使用圣经，在电脑上你去查，几乎你可以把什么样你要查的题目都可以找出来。所以我想弟兄姐妹如果对这方面有兴趣的话，圣灵啊或神的话，有关圣灵啊、圣灵的感动等等，都把它综合在一起，你就明白神到底用圣灵怎么样做工。
And I think these days we have a lot of technology in helping us to understand the Bible. If you're interested, you can get online and just look into how the Spirit works, and you can find a lot ofVerses that help you understand them.
好，我们再讲第三个。第一个我们刚刚讲是神的话，第二讲圣灵，第三个我们讲的是，我们会神今天呢不用，但是用环境，常常用环境来向我们说话。
So God speaks to us through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, also through our environment.
好，我们就会看到呢，啊，就是所谓的印证。
Sometimes things are confirmed.
我们看一下使徒行传的第十章。
That's chapter 10.
好，我们看《使徒行传》的第十章
，Acts chapter 10。
我们看九到二十三节。
From verse 9 to 23。
哎，大家都明白，我只要刚啊来读。
I think it's a pretty familiar passage. Now, so I'll just pick a few verses.
这边就是有一个人叫彼得，那么他呢，神就用异象来向他说话。
Here is Peter, and God spoke to him through a vision.
好，那么我们看这个第。啊，第十节这里，啊，第九、第十，那天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在午正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃的时候，彼得魂游向外。啊，那么天上的异象就是告诉他说，这些个啊，在腹里面的这些走兽跟昆虫呢，你起来宰着吃。那彼得说不可。
This is on the next day as they were on their way and approaching the city. Peter went up on a housetop about the sixth hour to pray. But he became hungry and was desiring to eat. But while they were making preparations, he fell into a trance. And then it continues to talk about what the vision is, this big sheet with all kinds of animals on it. And God told him to kill and eat.
那么这样连续有三次。
And this happened to him three times because every time Peter said, "Oh God, I can't eat these because I'm holy and unclean."
哥尼流的这个家是外邦人呢，那么他们已经有差派人，神要在他的家做工。
God did this to Peter because God's already preparing his next step, which is something God would do for the family of Cornelius.
那么所以呢，那神用这个异象来告诉他。可是呢，如果照彼得这个人呢， 实在是啊，神就是印证。那么9节，彼得还思想这个意象，圣灵向他说话，有三个人来找你。
So God was preparing Peter through this vision of in the future of helping him to preach to Cornelius. Verse 19, it says, while Peter was reflecting on a vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are looking for you.
他起来下去和他们同住，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。
Get up, go downstairs and accompany them without misgivings, for I have sent them myself.
这些人说，我就是你们所人，你们来是为什么？
I'm the one you're looking for. What is the reason for which you have come?
所以我们这里看到神用异象，还要用圣灵，就19节。那第21节呢？那么就看到21、22节看到他们来，所以就是等于说这个环境呢，神都为他预备好了。
So God prepared Peter through this vision, and he set up the environment to confirm what he had revealed to him.
这我想圣经里面记载了这个，可是我们在日常生活当中，是的，三部曲都印证了，又是神的话，然后又圣灵，又环境的印证。
I think it's very rare for us to have all three things happen to us at once, the word of God, the vision, and an environment to confirm it.
但是我要讲的就是说呢，神会用环境来印证，这是有些时候会有发生的。
But I do believe that God uses our environment, our circumstances around us to confirm His word to us.
那么在第二个就是神会用管教，环境是管教我们，还有用教导的。我们举
God's environment, our circumstances.
如果弟兄姐妹记得这个创世纪里面啊，这个雅各他从巴旦亚兰要回来的时候，神叫他回来。
Remember when Jacob was returning from Padan Aram in Genesis.
然后呢，神要他回来，他回来了，可是他住在哪里呢？住在示剑这个城。
But he returned, but he didn't go all the way into the town that God wants him to.
所以就发生了一件不幸的事，他的女儿呢就被示剑。
That led to something unfortunate that happened to his.
后来呢，就是雅各呢，神在向他说话，他就回到什么伯特利去。
And then God continued to speak to him.
好，所以就看到说，人如果啊没有行在神的旨意里面，神会用环境来管教。
That tells us that if you don't do what God tells you to do, He will use your circumstances and your environment to discipline you.
另外一个叫教导的例子就是，我们如果去看约拿的书的第四章，那么约拿是神差他啊去尼尼微啊传讲。
And another example of discipline is Jonah, when God sent Jonah to Nineveh to preach.
在40天呢，尼尼微要倾覆，他讲的信息就是这个话。在40天，再过40天，尼尼微的城要倾覆。
And the message is, in 40 days, this town will be destroyed.
但是后来呢，并没有。
But that didn't happen.
所以约拿就很不高兴。
And so that made Jonah very unhappy.
因为在旧约里面的先知讲的话，就只有约拿讲的话没有应验。
That means his word as a prophet.
对，所有先知讲的话都应验，可是约拿讲应验。
He's like the only prophet in all the Old Testament prophets that had a prophecy that didn't come true.
而且是很多的人就悔改了。
And a lot of people repented because of that.
而且再来什么呢？因为尼尼微城是属于亚述帝国，他们是以色列的敌人。
And Nineveh is in Tarshish, and they were an enemy of Israel.
所以他非常希望尼尼微什么被神给灭亡。
So Jonah actually wanted this town to be destroyed.
第四章第一节，约拿非常非常生气，大大的不悦。
God saved this town. Chapter 4 verse 1 actually described Jonah as being very angry.
然后呢，神怎么教他呢？神就用一棵树还有一只虫来教他这个故事。
So God taughtJonah and discipline him through a tree.
所以就他就去外面城里面啊，城外在等待看神要怎么样做。结果呢，就是很热，他很受不了。神就用一棵树呢，比勒。
He went outside of the town and he was resting below a big tree where it was shady and cool.
然后后来呢，神就用一个虫把那个树啊给咬死了。
And God caused a little worm to go into the tree and the tree withered.
好，那我想你们自己回去看公会人，那你就看到约拿这个人是这么难教，他在神面前呢是大大的发怒。你到最后看到约拿非常的生气，可是呢神就用这个来教他。
By his environment.
啊，我想我们刚刚讲的这三个，一个是神的话，一个是圣灵，一个环境。但是我们要记得，永远是神的话第一。如果我们的环境或者圣灵啊的感动。动还是圣灵的感动，都化为那个基础。
So as I said, three things God speaks to you through three things: His Word, the Holy Spirit, or your environment. But always remember, His Word comes first. So when you feel that you're moved by the Spirit to do this or that, but you can't make sure whether it's from yourself or the Spirit, always go back to His Word.
那么，是不是神的话、神的旨意都要经过这三个来印证呢？
Is it that the will of God always must go through these three components?
其实我想生活当中如果就这样的话我们可能
I think a lot if we have to wait for all three then we would be just be sitting there not doing anything.
所以我们刚才听、啊、读到哥罗西书第一章他讲到愿你们在一切的属灵的智慧悟性上也就是神要我们在神的旨意当中行有些时候是需要靠我们用一些属灵的智慧悟性换句话说生活当中很多事情其实不是这么麻烦的
So in Colossians it says we need to have understanding so these are the things that I have to discern whether this is the will of God or not
这些事情上我们的确是要经过这步骤
But on certain matters you need all three to confirm that this is the will of God
我想我先讲我自己的一个经历过去几年呢大概四年左右吧我四年在台湾的这个带台湾的短宣队 去做短宣的工作
So from a personal experience past 4 years I've led a short term mission team to Taiwan
那刚开始是因为我之前一年是因为我爸爸那就比较多时间回去看他
In the first is because I was traveling a lot to Taiwan because my father was ill
那在之前其实我们当然为家里祷告有大概有十年的历史吧
And we have been praying for my family for about 10 years
但是回去以后呢我就问我爸爸我们村子里面有没有基督徒他说没有一个都没有基督徒
So I asked my father whether there are any Christians in the village that they lived and he said there are none
所以就你就有这负担就是说想要传福音给这个
This burden to share the gospel to the people in the village
所以有的时候就跟这个邻居啦或者村子里面的人就传福音给他们
I would begin sharing the gospel with neighbors or just folks in the village
可是根本没有效果根本就是零
It's completely fruitless
我想说他们可能认识我所以我讲的这些他们可能不信
I think it's me because they've known me since I was a kid so they don't believe what I say
那我就骑脚踏车去比较远
So I would ride my bicycle to I don't know anybody
else 就给他们单张或什么之类的
So I would knock on the doors and give them some pamphlets
说你干什么我说我是告诉你耶稣基督基督教的这些那他们就把门关起来
And I say, I come to share Jesus with you, and they would shut the doors in my face.
有的时候根本他也不讲，他就说：“哦，我们是这个，我们信佛教的，我们拜祖先，我们不信这个。”
And they would tell me, you know, we're Buddhists, and we worship our ancestors, so we don't want to believe.
所以就是真是蛮困难的。
And it was very difficult.
跟我的妹婿在一起。
So one time I was talking to my brother-in-law.
然后就他讲到说，学校里面其实孩子现在都很小就要教学英文。
And he mentioned to me in school these days, kids start learning English really young.
然后他们因为老师以前念师范的师专这些老师呢，他们都英文都很差，根本不会教。
And their teachers have really bad English, and they can't even teach the kids.
然后学校很小，所以也不能请英文老师，因为他不够组织。
And the school is so small, they hire another English teacher.
那时候我就想，我们教会有这个短期的短宣在台湾，是之前一年有到台湾短宣过。
And it came upon me that our church had a short-term mission trip to Taiwan the year prior.
那他们就讲英文嘛。
And they all speak English.
所以他们当然教英文很简单。
It's easy for them to teach English.
完了，我妹婿就说：“那你可不可以带他们暑假来我们这边教英文
？”And so my brother-in-law said, "Can you bring your kids from church?"
回去问问看吧。
So I decided to ask.
那么回来问了以后呢？教会的这个弟兄姐妹们。就是经过执事还有这个负责弟兄姐妹他们说很好啊可以我们可以去看看了
and everybody here were very excited about going and it was approved through the deacons too
好所以这里就我就看到说呢那么第一个神的话就感动我们就是要去使万民做门徒那么一人得救全家得救好像一直有这样感动
because God said to go and make disciples one member of the family is saved the whole family will be saved
那自己去做很多可是呢实在是很困难那么后来你就看到好像去教小孩子英文的方式是好像神替我们开这个路了所以就看到环境就来带我们就慢慢进去
and I really felt it was difficult for me to do it by myself and God has opened a door for us allowing us to teach English and teach God in these elementary schools and I really affirmed this to me
是这样的在我们一些大事上我们是应该要祷告神
So a lot of things in these big matters, we really have to pray first.
那譬如说我们在工作上，当然有的时候很难选择，是这个还是那个好。
And we face the same choices sometimes in the workplaces, where do we go?
那还有买房子，真的有的时候也是蛮难选择的。
Or even buying a house is a big choice.
但是还好这些东西是，就算说你今天选的不好，你总是可以换。
Thankfully, these things, if you're in the first place, you can always change.
求自己的利益是求什么？求神的利益。我们要求是因为什么？不是害怕我们损失是因为害怕得罪了神害怕神不喜悦这是我们的 为求的原因。
I think as Christians we don't ask for our own benefits, we ask for God's benefits. So,
所以有时候如果说真的是工作两三个，你真的很难选择，外面的人也不能告诉你，你就是选择一个。如果你照神的旨意去在工作，如果
offers, you don't know which one you go to, you really have to pray and see where the will of God leads you.
或者是神要你学习，在这边不顺利里面学习，来依靠他。
Maybe if the one you chose is not a good one, perhaps it may not be good for you, but God may use this not so good job to teach you a lesson.
那反正你也可以离开，或者是待着，是你自己选择。可是呢，婚姻就不可以了。
That's all, of course, a choice you can make to stay or to leave, but it's not so with marriages.
不能说先选。所以我意思就是说呢，生活上有些事情，虽然说表面上看很重要，可是事实上你去想想看，我们如果信靠神，就算选错了，神也会带我们经过。那么在这边学习，那有但是有些大事的确是要好好的来祷告。
A lot of times we feel like we're faced with such difficult choices we don't know where to go, but I think if we just leave it in God's hands, even if it didn't turn out well, God has His good will in it.
好，那最后呢？如果这三个都没有办法呢？我们还有第四个可以来帮助我们。
There's a fourth way to help you know what the will of God is. You can always ask for help and guidance from the more mature brothers and sisters in church.
我不常用这个方法。
I don't often use this method.
但是我有一次用到这个方法，的确给我很大帮助。
But I did use it once, and it was very helpful to me.
我刚刚就讲过说，我们其实要照神的旨意去做，要行在神的旨意里面呢，不是凡事顺利。有些时候呢，会很。
In the will of God, or you're walking in the will of God, things may still not be good.
两年前我们要去台湾短宣的时候，我这个肩膀痛得很厉害，大家各位都记得吧。
You may remember 2 years ago, just before we left for the mission trip, I had a frozen shoulder.
如果你们那时候就像我太太跟我住在一起，你们就会发现是多么艰难。
You may not know, but my wife who lived with me knows it's a very difficult time.
因为在这里好像很痛或什么，可是台湾的天气是很对，不吹冷气，气呢，那更痛，更不得了，也不能睡。
The weather here is still kind of mild, so it's not as severe. But when I go to Taiwan, my shoulder hurts when it's really hot outside or when the AC is on.
So 我连续有两三天呢，根本不能睡，一个钟头都睡不着。
So I would go without sleep for 2-3 days.
那我那时候的心情真的是，我说神啊，我要来这边做工，为什么痛得这么厉害
？So it's really perplexing to me. I would say to God, I'm here to work.
你说有没有祷告呢
？Did I pray?
别人可能不会祷告，我自己会祷告吧。
Of course I did. I prayed all the time.
那也有人就说呢，有一个神医的医治，你要不要去看看
？Somebody would tell me, I have this doctor there. Do you want to go see him?
那我就没有去。
I didn't want to see him.
我刚刚讲的就是所谓的教会里面灵恩的那种医治的大能的，我并没有去参加这个大会。
I'm talking about people who recommended charismatic healing.
就想说呢，要买个飞机票回美国呢。
At the time,
我这样想
I was thinking ticket and come back home. I don't want to continue on this mission trip.
那我太太跟我的妹婿周围的我妹妹他们都知道，我那时候是晴时多云偶阵雨。
My wife and my relatives know my mood at the time was like the weather, which is cloudy and often with showers.
因为早上起来呢。还不错，就好，我参加短宣继续吧。
In the afternoon, when the pain gets severe, I would say, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go home.
那就打电话问航空公司呢，哇，没有机票。
I called the airline, but they had no tickets.
好，那我就不死心说，那我就 waiting 好了。
So I keep waiting.
我说如果再不行的话，就买一个 first class 或者是business class， 反正就不行，就花多一点钱买一个票回来吧。
I was so determined. I said, if they don't have a coach ticket for me, I'll just buy first class and I'll.
说我现在是这样子。要怎么办
？I sent an email back here to explain my situation.
因为我有正常的考量，为什么呢？因为在台湾那里，我们的周围的人都不是基督徒。
The people I was surrounded with in Taiwan are not Christians.
那我如果去那里，万一发生什么不幸，人家不是说吗？你的神是什么样的神
？And if I go there and something happens to me, I may cause them to wonder what kind of God it is that I believe in.
还有一个就是考量，就如果我全队的负担，因为我去实际上是造成麻烦。
And I also didn't want to become a burden to the short-term mission team.
而且我要叫我太太，她本来没有参加短宣的，我要叫她开车带我去，因为我自己根本没办法开车，
and、
所以还要麻烦她跟我一起去。
I will also have to trouble my wife to drive me around because I couldn't drive.
所以我的这些想法都是为我自己吗？也不是，为了神。
So all these thoughts I have about leaving is not necessarily all for myself. I'm considering God's work too.
所以真是非常艰难，但是回来教会对，但是这个我们教会的带领的弟兄他就写 email 回给我。
So I wrote an email back here, and I got a response from a brother at this church.
我看了那个 email， 我有点惊讶，但是我就后来就心里就平安了。
That initially that email caused me to be a bit shocked, but then I had peace.
他怎么说呢？他说，耶稣基督的精兵死也要死在战场。
Soldier of Christ, you should die on the battlefield.
逃兵，因为如果当逃兵以后，怎么带领弟兄出去呢
？You can't just you can't go AWOL, you can't run away. How will you lead others?
好，所以因为我在那个时候呢，神的话也不管用，那圣灵也没有办法，好像。对我有什么样的安慰
so that,
环境也不行所以看起来都不行了
So in that particular circumstance The word of God or the Holy Spirit or my environment really caused me to be very confused and I didn't accept for that email
但是我有是基督的精兵死也死在战场那我就心安了
But the spiritual leader of the church said to me If you're a soldier of Christ If you want to die you still die on the battlefield and that gave me peace
刚开始是很惊讶但是真的祷告以后真的祷告以后是有平安的
It shocked me at first But after I prayed about it It really gave me peace
我想我可能都没有跟任何人分享过只有跟大概一个姐妹讲过这句话
I don't think I've shared this with anybody
意思就是说呢、在我们要寻求神的这个道路上有的时候可能要花很大代价有的时候可能真的很艰难但是如果你有这个心的话神一定会带领
So on this journey of walking with Christ, you may go through a lot of difficulties. Sometimes you don't even want to continue. But if you have a heart to follow Him, He will lead you through.
那我想神带领我们呢，我们要注意就是说呢，神带领我们就像今天的 GPS， 你知道 GPS 带领人的开车，今天是很方便的。
Sometimes I think the way God leads us.
就是卫星导航的这个指引，就是呀。那刚开始来的时候，有人用的这个方法就开到湖里面去了。
I've heard initially when GPS first came out, it had led some people to drive into lakes.
因为还是人的 GPS, 但是神的 GPS 方式呢 是不会错的。
But I think God's GPS system is much better.
我们如果去看以色列人，他们要进迦南地的时候，神原来设计是给他们两年时间要进去迦南地，对不对？
When Israel was on its way to Canaan, God had designed initially for the route to take.
就派探子去探，然后神啊来依靠他可以进去。
And they sent the spy land to check it out.
但他们不要，他们不要去。
But they decided they didn't want to go into it.
所以，那后来神难道就放弃了吗？
But did God give up on them?
没有，神换带领他们走另外一条路，走经过旷野漂流38年，后来从走一个以东过以东，然后从约旦河。往东进去
God lead them through the wilderness for another 30 years but eventually he led
今天如果愿意顺服神的旨意愿意遵行神的旨意我们在很多选择就像这样可能我们选择一条不是神要给我们的但是神不会放弃还是再把那个 GPS 再引回来要带我们还是要回到进到迦南地
It's kind of like our choices today our choice may not be what God wants but God will use his GPS system to lead us through in another way to finally get to his point
所以你开车比如说你开车你如果没有小心遵行那个话不会就不动了它会一直转进到你原来要到的目的地是不是
just like the GPS system you may not go the way it tells you to but it follows you the way you go and leads you in a different route but finally you'll get to your destination it might take a little longer but you will get there
你可能第一个说不定忘了转弯或者是因为什么样的缘故不专心那么可能第二个又忘了转但是他怎么样都会引导你进去只是花的时间更长了一点
You may forget a couple of turns but the GPS system will still lead you to your destination
我们不管做什么事都要记得就是说神一定带领我们
So as a believer of God you should always remember that God will lead you
但是我们 要记得就是说如果我们故意因为知道神的命令了而且故意去犯的话呢我们要受很大的后果跟这个惩罚
But you have to know, if you know what the will of God is, yet you intentionally go against it, then you will go.
属灵的智慧跟悟性，我们其实就可以抉择，不是那么困难的。
A lot of things in our daily life, we can make our own choices based on the spiritual wisdom and understanding He's given us.
只要我们要敬畏神，不要让神担忧，不要让神伤心，怕得罪神。这样心态的话呢，不求自己的利益。那我想我们在行神的旨意选择神的旨意就应该不会错
Lord and wants to know his way wants him to lead you I think you always made the right choice
譬如说我们讲个例子好如果我们去跟人家做生意合伙那么圣经里面有哥林多有这样子的一个保罗说的话为什么不情愿受欺吃亏为什么不自己情愿吃亏呢
For example, if you go into a partnership with somebody, there's a verse in Corinthians, Paul says, why aren't you willing to be cheated?
所以那么你要祷告的是什么呢钱
If you're in a partnership with somebody in a business, is your prayer to say, God, let us make big money?
还是祷告说，主啊，你求你让我宁愿吃亏，宁愿不要欺负人家。你要祷告哪一个？
Or do you want to pray to say, God, I want to be fair. I'd rather I get the short end of the stick and not cheat others.
当然两个都祷告最好。
It's better if both of you pray that way.
但是更难的在哪里？更难的那一个，宁愿。
Want to have the short end of the stick.
所以我们要祷告是什么？祷告说，神啊，我就算吃亏，我也愿意接受，因为这是你的旨意。
But our prayer should be, Lord, even if I get the short end of the stick, I'm willing because that's your will.
我想我们如果在这些事情上有这样的原则的话，那么应该在日常生活当中，小事不会有问题，大事的话，照着圣经教导我们的原则，我想。我们都可以安，这个心都可以安。
Live your life by that principle. You can in small things, you can have peace in your choices.
因为今天在这个世界上要做选择的事情太多了。
Because there are a lot of choices in this world.
很不容易。
And they're all difficult.
如果我们没有神的话，我们事实上是很不容易。
It's very difficult if you don't have God.
那以前我刚来美国的时候，我就常常发现去超级市场买东西哈，就是蛮困难的。
When I first came to go grocery shopping,
因为去买东西来的一个东西呢，一种东西很多很多厂牌。
One type of product would have so many different brands.
甚至它有不同的 ingredient, 不同的成分，这么多，更很非常难选择。
It's very hard for me to choose.
那我看到报纸上有写，他说有一个苏联的人移民到这里来。
I read once an article that there was a Russian immigrant.
然后呢，就问他说，你到美国来，你觉得生活怎么样子？
And a newspaper interviewed him and said, "How is your life now in America? How is it different from your life?"
他这里什么都好。
Everything here is great except for one thing.
然后我们去那边，我们在苏联排队，我们买面包就是一个面包，拿着就走了。
In Russia, we were getting in line to just buy one loaf of bread, and that's all we get.
能够买到就已经要高兴了。
We're pretty happy to just get one loaf of bread.
可这边去超级市场买面包，那面包是不好走，你们想想看。
And here in a grocery store, we have too many.Different kinds of bread to choose from.
我们刚开始来，为了要找什么样的合宜的面包，搞了好久。
We tried out very different, very.
这个就是给我们一看到一个今天在这个地上，在尤其在今天物质这么发达的社会，要生活真是蛮多选择。
In a world that is so materially prosperous, it's very different, difficult for us to live.
那在中古世纪的人，他们总常说呢，有神故我在，因为有神，所以知道我存在。
There's an ancient saying that there is a God. That's
在这个文艺复兴是什么时候呢？我思故我在，因为存在主义哲学说，我思故我在，因为我思想，所以我知道我存在。
And as the technology and science advance, now people's thinking is I am because I am.
人越来越离神的话，就是被以自己为中心。今天的人怎么说呢？今天的人说我选择故我在。
We become more and more self-centered and.Because I am.
因为你有选择权，这个只是一个哲学家他们的一个讲法，但的确是一个事实。
That's how philosophy has changed over the years, but that is very true.
因为每天我们要面临非常多的选择。
Because we face so many choices every day.
好，对不起，今天有点太长了。好，谢谢。
I apologize for having gone long. Thank you.